Translation and Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Lord, the Absolute Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, although equal to everyone, is still more inclined to his unflinching devotee, who is completely surrendered and knows no one else as his protector and master. Having unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, friend, and master is the natural condition of eternal life. A living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. The opposite tendency is the cause of fall down. The living entity has this tendency of falling down by dint of misidentifying himself as fully independent to lord it over material nature. The root cause of all troubles is there in false egotism. One must draw towards the Lord in all circumstances. The appearance of Lord Krishna at the deathbed of Bhishmaji is due to his being an unflinching devotee of the Lord. Arjuna had some bodily relationship with Krishna because the Lord happened to be his maternal cousin, but Bhishma had no such relation. Therefore, the cause of attraction was due to the intimate relation of the soul. Yet, because the relation of the body is very pleasing and natural, the Lord is more pleased when he is addressed as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the son of Yasoda, the lover of Radharani. This affinity by bodily relation with the Lord is another feature of reciprocating loving service with the Lord. Bhishma Dev is conscious of this sweetness of transcendental humor, and therefore he likes to address the Lord as Vijaya Sakhi, Partha Sakhi, etc., exactly like Nanda Nandana or Yasoda Nandana. The best way to establish our relationship in transcendental sweetness is to approach him through his recognized devotees. One should not try to establish the relation directly. There must be a via medium which is transparent and competent to lead us to the right path. First again, tatapya kanta bhakteshu pasya bhupana kampitam yame samjayata saksat krishna darshanam agata. Yet despite his being equally kind to everyone, he has graciously come before me when I am ending my life, for I am his unflinching servitor. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chinanjana Shalakaya Shakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svamrapakadamyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shri Roshi Yoda Padkamlam Shiram Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Jagajatam Sakanaraghnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sakanalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Guna Sinudino Banda Jyat Pate Kopisha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanashvri Vishabana Sutadevi Pranamama Aripri Vankha Kalptrubasha Kripas Nvevisa Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chi Advaita Hadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswamiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Tisatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So here Bhishmadev is going to leave his body. The sun has going to the traveling to the north. That auspicious time for leaving his body has come. Krishna appeared before him out of his causeless mercy, because Lord Krishna, he wanted to glorify his pure devotee, Bhishmadev, because he wanted him to instruct Yudhishthira Maharaj. That yesterday we heard like the mother is instructing the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So Bhishmadev, he was teaching the whole world by teaching Yudhishthira Maharaj. He wanted to glorify his pure devotees. And he appeared before him at the time of leaving his body. Bhishmadev had no material motives in his service. He was fighting at the other side because it was Krishna's will. His service was like the Pandavas, they were fighting to win the war. He was fighting to lose the war for Krishna. That was his service. And at the moment he was going to leave his body, he was just focusing his mind completely, 100%, 100% in concentration on the form of Krishna before him. So Krishna protects his devotees. If you are completely surrendered, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this complete surrender means not being independent, but depending completely on the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. And previously, yesterday, we have explained how Bhishmadev instructed Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, everything is the plan of the Lord. But the plan of the Lord is asintya. We cannot understand that plan. Only the Mahajans have some insight in that plan. But still we have to cooperate with Krishna's plan. Of course, we know Krishna's plan in big lines. It comes whenever there is a decline in religion to re-establish Krishna consciousness. And we should be instrument in his plan. That's what Krishna explained in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He says to Arjuna, you should Nirmita Matram, become my instrument. We become Krishna's instrument, and we may not completely understand his plan. Many times in our life so many things happen, but then later we understand, oh, that was Krishna's mercy. That, like, there is this story of one time there was a king and he was going out of hunting, and during the hunt expedition he got injured and a part of his finger was cut away. So then when he came back to the palace, he asked his minister, who was a Vaishnava, he said, why did this happen? And the minister said, oh, it's Krishna Kripa, it's the mercy of Krishna. And the king became angry, how can you say this is the mercy of Krishna? And he ordered his minister to be thrown in jail. But then the minister, when he was brought to jail, he said to the king, this is the mercy of Krishna. So he saw it as the mercy of Krishna to go to jail. But then, some time later, the king went hunting again, and he was caught by dacoits that they were offering. They were worshippers of Kali, and they brought human offers. And they were preparing the king to be offered to the goddess. And they were bathing the king, perfuming him, just to be offered. But then the head priest came, and the king was ready to be offered to the goddess. And he looked at the body of the king and he said, he's missing a finger. He's not fit to be offered. Throw him out. So he survived. And somewhere or other he came back to the palace and he understood that he remembered the words of his minister. And he asked his minister to come from jail. He ordered him to be released. And then he said to his minister, now I understand why this was the mercy of Krishna. But what I don't understand is that when I ordered to put you in jail, you said also it's Krishna Kripa, it's the mercy of Krishna. Can you explain that? And then the minister said, yes, if you would not have put me in jail, then I would have been with you on your hunting exercise, and we would both have been captured. And they would not have offered you because you miss a finger, but I don't miss a finger. So in that way, we can understand the mercy of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna and the plan of Krishna is sometimes difficult to understand. The mercy of Krishna, Krishna tells us in 1088:8, when one has received this mercy, say, Shri Bhagavan Vatsa, Yasyam anugrinami, anugrinami means favor. So, Krishna is telling in this verse how you can see that you received this favor. Yasyam anghrinami arishyeta tanam sunai tato danam tayam tyasya svajjana dukha dukhitam. The personality of Godhead said, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. So that's when you get Krishna's mercy, when you are losing everything. Suddenly you lose everything. Before you were a wealthy man, and suddenly you lose all your friends. No money anymore. He's a poor guy. That you lose everything. That everyone rejects you, and then one suffers one distress after another. Shirada Gokulananda ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So also Queen Kunti, because Bhishma Dev remembered Queen Kunti, how she suffered so much, more than everyone else. But if we hear the prayers of Queen Kunti, what does she desire? She desires, let these calamities come again and again. Because then I remember you. And then there is no birth and death. And what does she praise for? Please let my consciousness flow always to you like the Ganges flows to the ocean. And that's what a devotee desires. Because what we are attracted to during our lives, that's where the mind will go at the time of death. And where is the mind going of Bhishmadev? That's, he becomes completely detached of everything and just fixes his mind on Krishna at the last moment. That so material life is produced by material desires. Spiritual life is produced by spiritual desires. That's the desire to become attracted to Krishna. And Krishna gave protection to Bhishmadev. Ananya sindhyanta mam yechana prapashati yogakshenam. It's ananya sindhyanta mam yechana prapashati. Tesham bibhyati yuktanam. Yogakshen famyam. Ananya sindhyanta mam means with unalloyed devotion. One was unalloyed devotion for Krishna. That Krishna says, I protect what he has and I give what he needs. In a purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna protects the Krishna consciousness of his devotee and gives them everything favorable for developing Krishna consciousness. And that's what's happening. You take shelter of Krishna. How do we take shelter of Krishna? By our desire. Matmanastu mam partha. What's the next line? Devi Prakatim Ashritam. So, the devotee takes shelter of the divine energy by his desire. And that desire becomes manifest in, always being attached to chanting Krishna's names. That Srila Prabhupada said many times, if you have any time during the day, just take your japa beat and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we see here our Lord Krishna protected the Bhishma Dev against the illusion of Maya. He was personally there before him. That Krishna made temporary protector body, but finally he will kill our body. He says in the 11th chapter of the Gita, time I am destroyer of all. That, but the real protection is the spiritual protection. That and spiritual protection is as we get when we choose Krishna's side. That choosing Krishna's side means following Krishna's instruction, fulfill Krishna's desire. That so Bhishma Dev, he was protected by Krishna. That he was so powerful. Bhishma Dev fought with Parasara Muni, and Parasara Muni could not defeat Bhishma Dev. So strong, so powerful was Bhishma Dev. But Krishna used this pure devotee to teach the world a lesson. Even if you are the most powerful, you cannot have any victory in your life if you are against Krishna. That nobody can succeed when he does not take shelter of Krishna. A devotee just wants the mercy of Krishna. A devotee does not desire that his body should be protected. No, he just desires devotional service. Because that devotional service is the natural condition of the eternal life. That means understanding Krishna is my protector, my friend, and my master. And that brings the devotee in a very special position. There is that story of a prophet, and he went to a village and he gave four different blessings to a prince. He gave the blessing, better you live, that to a brahmachari he gave the blessing, better you die, that, and to a butcher he gave the blessing, he said, neither you live or die. And to the devotee, to a pure devotee, he gave the blessing, better you either live or die. There is no difference. What's the meaning? The prince was engaged in sinful activities, and it's better he lives long because afterwards he will suffer tremendously. And to the brahmachari, he said, you better die now because you go back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. And to the butcher, he said, yeah, he's suffering now, he will suffer after death. So, better neither you live or die. And to the devotee, pure devotee, he said, yeah, better you either live or die. There is no difference. Because a devotee is doing the will of Krishna. And after he dies, what will he do? Serving Krishna. In the Bhagavatam 2.3.17, it said, Ayur ahati vaipum sam utyam astam sayannasan tasyarte at ksanonita utamasloka vartaye. For a devotee, for a materialist, time diminishes the life of a non-devotee. But time cannot diminish the lifespan of a devotee. Why is that? Because if we become purified, then our spiritual body is revived, and we act on the spiritual platform. We may change bodies, but we continue serving Krishna. So that's the difference. So one of the qualities of Krishna is that he's samadarshi. He's equally disposed to everyone. But that does not mean that he's equal to everyone. That's explained in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, the first chapter. The whole chapter explaining how Krishna is equal to everyone. But with his devotee, he reciprocates personally. We have seen that the story of Ajamil. Ajamil was in the beginning of his life a Paka Brahman. But then later on, he became very sinful, that being associating by his association with a prostitute. And he continues his sinful activities still practically the end of his life. But still, Krishna made arrangements so that he would be saved by calling his son Narayan at the time when he was leaving the body. So that is Krishna's mercy. That one who surrenders to him, Krishna reciprocates. It's equal to everyone, because everyone can become a devotee. He will reciprocate with the demons in a certain way. But even if you are a demon, you can't change your position gradually by taking up devotional service. So that's up to us. But if we become recipients for Krishna's mercy, then Krishna reciprocates. In that sense, is equal to everyone. But everyone, according to his position, sees Krishna different. In the wrestling arena, the festival organized by Kamsam, when Krishna was wrestling with Kamsam, then we see that the Kamsa's wrestlers, they saw Krishna as death personified, as a thunderbolt, most personal personality. The common folk saw him as the best of personalities, that his parents saw him as the most loving child. The women saw him as Cupid personified. So, Krishna, people see Krishna in different ways according to their consciousness. But Krishna takes care of everyone. He's not going to cut the oxygen for the demons, no? It's equal. So the closer we come to Krishna, the more we feel Anandamaya, great bliss. The more we are going away, the more miseries we invite. So, Krishna is neutral, but he creates our destiny. We create our own destiny by our activities. But the real joy is living in that relationship with Krishna. Not living comfortably to give pleasure to the body. That will not give any happiness. But living in that relationship. A devotee is happy wherever he is. Under a tree, in a palace, is completely unconcerned with that, because his real joy is the relationship with Krishna. That suffering in the material world, what is Maya? Maya is beating us, telling us you have forgotten Krishna, that she wants to bring us back to Krishna. That what is happiness? Happiness is a fulfillment of desire. And if that desire is directed toward Krishna, it's the cause of great unending happiness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's this constitutional position of the spirit soul is described. Shiveras Vrupahoi Krishna Nityadas Krishneya Tatasta Sakti Beda Beda Prakash. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna, because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. So that's Bhishmadev was situated in his original position. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the point here that this natural condition is attained when one has unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, friend, and master. And the natural condition is to be dependent of Krishna and to follow Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam, then in Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Krishna explains, when he protects his devotee, that it's 1857. In all activities, just depend on me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So, in all activities, depending on Krishna, then we are protected. If we do that, next verse says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. Mat sita sarva durghani. Mat prasada tarishyasim. You surpass all obstacles put forward by Maya. So work under my protection. This working under Krishna's protection, we are protected when we follow the rules of Dharma. And we see Yudhisthira Maharaj, he was always following the rules of Dharma. He did not want to gamble in the gambling match, but Dhritarashtra ordered him to get come back and engage in it. So he was following the orders of superiors, that for him Dharma was very important. Of course, the supreme Dharma is follow Krishna's instructions. He says, Sarvadhamam prajyamam kam sram vajyam kvam sarvapapa bhyamukshi syatmi machucha. Give up all these dharmas and engage in your real svadharma. That's our supreme duty. That's the dharma that overrides all other dharmas, is the consideration of following Krishna's instruction and pleasing him. And the Pandavas were very much aware of that. If you read the Mahabharat when they were in exile, that Krishna came to visit them, and there it appeared that Arjuna very, very well knew Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was not just relieved later in the Bhagavad Gita, just before the battle. He knew it. And they didn't ask Krishna, oh, please help us get us out of this condition. They knew it was Krishna's plan. And they accepted the situation that they were going through. And that's a devotee. Whatever good or bad happens in my life, it's Krishna's mercy. So, that's what he, in so many instructions, he gives in Bhagavad Gita. Start in the second chapter. Yogastha, Kalakarmani, Sanktyatmata, Siddhasutya Samobhujva, Samatvam Yoga Uchate. Yeah. Yogastha Karmani Sangatvatvi Dananjana Siddhasitya Samabhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchate. Yoga means equal in happiness and distress. Equal in victory and defeat. And that sameness in mind, that's called yoga. In the fifth chapter, he becomes more detailed. He says, Naprasityam prampapyano vichat papya sabriam stribduma samadhi pamvit pamanistita. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant. who is unbewildered, who knows the signs of God, is already situated in transcendence. So, that's the position of transcendence. Everything, accepting everything in our lives, good or bad, at the mercy of Krishna. Because Krishna has his plan. Not only he has his plan with, like for the battle of Kurukshetra, was a big plan, but he has a plan with all of us, an individual plan. And from the moment you start to work under Krishna's protection, means you are under the spiritual protection, and Krishna will make arrangements so that you can make spiritual advancement, and he will protect your Krishna consciousness. And that's important to understand Krishna's protection in your own life. That Krishna is your friend and master. And that's the natural condition. Having that faith, that's crucial to be placed in that natural condition of eternal life. So that's a living entity becomes happy when it's in that condition of life. That from a material point of view, that may be difficult to understand, because we are used to think in these dualities, that of pain for the body is bad, that pleasure to the body, that's good. We think in these terms, but the pure devotee thinks what pleases Krishna is good, and what's contrary to Krishna's instruction, that's bad, we don't want that. So that's the consideration, that protection is there when we remember Krishna's instructions or the spiritual master, his instructions. When we remember these instructions by every action that we do, then we are protected. That you are going to take prasad, spiritual master said, you wash your hands before. So you do that. That you remember, I have to do that. That sometimes the spiritual master chastises you. That in 96 I went to Mayapur. That my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charamaj, he organized at that time a travel for his disciples and devotees. And we went to Calcutta. We visited all the places where Srila Prabhupada had lived, the Mulik's temple, his pharmacy. We went to see Scottish College. And then we had a parikram in Mayapur. At that time, it was just before my initiation, I was a bhakta. And we came at a place at the other side of the Ganga, where the place where Jagannath Das Babaji was staying. And there's a small temple, and there's a big tree with big leaves, and it said that Babaji Maharaj was chanting under this tree. That day, it was in August, and it was very hot, more than usual at that time. My Guru Maharaj was giving a lecture in that little temple, and all his disciples and devotees were in the temple. But there were too many. I could not fit in, so I was staying a little aside under a tree, because you could not stay in the sun. It, the, The ground was so hot you could not put your foot on it. So I was staying a little aside and was hearing. But then at a certain moment, Guru Maharaj saw me and he said, he asked me to come and sit before him. So the devotees went aside and I fit in. I sat down before him. And then he chastised me very heavily and said, "Don't sit with your back to the deities." So I changed my position at that time, but I never forgot this. It's the last 25 years, every time when I go into a temple, I will not sit with my back to the deities. I will not sit with my back to Srila Prabhupada. I'm very attentive to it. So that's remembering the instructions of the spiritual master, always that Srila Prabhupada one time, his disciples had just, Gopal Krishna Maharaj had just acquired the land in Mayapur. And it was the first time Srila Prabhupada was going to Mayapur to, after we acquired the land, that, and he was driving with the taxi directly to the ISKCON ground where we have now the, where we are building the Vish temple now. That and he heard later that his god brothers were criticizing him. They said he does not even stop at the samadhi of his spiritual master. And the response of Srila Prabhupada was, "Do they think that for that I'm ever separated from my spiritual master, even for a moment?" So he felt always connected with his spiritual master. So this is the spiritual connection. Always remember Srila Prabhupada's instructions, his purport, his instructions, that in the beginning when I was traveling with Prahlad Nanda Maharaj, he knew the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. He knew the Sanskrit and the verses. But I found also out he knows what's in the purport of every verse. So that's a powerful help in your spiritual life. By every action, you can remember Bhagavad Gita. That's very important. Remember the instructions of Krishna. That once, 4 years ago, the first time I came in Duster, a devotee picked me up from the railway station together with another devotee. One devotee was in the back. And this devotee who was driving is very gentle person. And he was many times when he was driving giving priority to other cars to come in. And mostly when you do that, the other driver thanks by putting his hands up with his lights. So he gave priority to someone, but this person just took the priority and did not do anything. The devotee was a little upset by that. And the other devotee in the back said, "Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita we should be equal in happiness and distress, in honor and dishonor." I found this quite interesting. The devotee was remembering the teachings of Krishna. So that's what we have to do in everything we do, then we are protected. Yudhishthira Maharaj was always protected because he was following the orders of Krishna. That was what Bhishma Dev was instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, yes, it was Krishna's plan to bring you on the throne. But now you have the service. Now we have to rule the kingdom and do the service. This is your duty. You have to do your duty. And sometimes it may not be pleasant, but still we have to do our duty. We have to distribute books. Sometimes reactions of people are not very nice, but we have to do our duty. So that's the devotee. That pleases my spiritual master, not what pleases my mind. So that's... And then you are protected. In the next chapter of the Bhagavatam, the 10th chapter in the beginning, it is said that because Sutta Goswami wanted to know, Sonakarishi asked Sutta Goswami, because sages wanted to know, how did Maharaj Yudhishthir, how did he rule that? And there is described how nature cooperated with him. So Krishna's energies start to cooperate when we work under Krishna's protection to fulfill the desire of the spiritual master, or to fulfill the desire of Krishna, because the spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. So that's an important aspect of our devotional life. If we work under Krishna's protection, Krishna's energies will help us, that Lakshmi will come when needed, when we start to engage in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. This was in 98. We were in Radhadesh and we had our regular management council. Well, it's not the management council, it's the Brahminical council, all the senior devotees together. And we knew that we needed a guest house, because the castle where we were, the old castle, could not fit many visitors. So we decided together, we will build a big guest house. We made that decision. We had nothing else than debts at that time, but we made a decision to build a big guest house. But then we started to act according to that plan and start fundraising and started making plans with the architects and get workers there and so on. And somewhere or another, the guest house was built. Everything fell in place. And that's Krishna. You start to act to please him and his energies will help. So if we work under Krishna's protection, also on an individual level, Krishna reciprocates and he gives you protection. You want to come to me, you want to become my devotee, I will purify you. I have a plan. Krishna has his plan to purify us. It's different for all of us. And it's achintya. We cannot understand it. But somewhere or another, Krishna does so many things at the same time. And that... So, we see also, finally, Krishna protects his devotee at the time of death. that. So the Krishna consciousness, it's a practical experience. We can have all these theories, but we can try to understand all the Krishna conscious philosophy, but we have to bring it in practice. And the real test, Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know how the pudding tastes, you have to eat it. We have to practice it. And then see in our own lives how Krishna becomes manifest in so many activities. Just follow the order of the spiritual master, and Krishna makes all arrangements that it's so wonderful. This is living in a direct relationship with Krishna just by following the instructions of the spiritual master. And that in that sense, these teachings of Bhishma Deva are very important. Understanding how Bhishma Deva was just fighting for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, that this was his devotional service, to be at the other side and lose the battle for Krishna. That Bhishma Dev had this benediction that he could leave his body at will. He would not be forced by nature. But Bhishma Dev's real desire was that Krishna would be before him when he leaves his body. And Krishna reciprocated with that desire. But we must really desire that. Devotional service is based on desire. Krishna says in 12:8 of Bhagavad Gita, always think of me. That's the best. But in 12:9 he says, if you cannot do that, follow the regulative principles of devotional service. And then you will develop a desire for me. This desire is most important. Desire for Krishna. But a devotee is not anxious to go back to the spiritual world. It just depends on the goodwill of the Supreme Lord. The Pandavas, they were not anxious to go to the spiritual world. They just wanted to fulfill the Lord's order. Because after this pastime of the Bhagavad Gita, the battle of Kula Kurukshetra and so on, when Krishna closes his pastimes at the end, when he leaves, then the show is over, the drama is over, and so many devotees played a role, and they leave their body, they put off their costume, that because they are all devotees. And then, this is, Bhujan Prabhu calls it a transcendental roadshow. Then the show goes on to the next universe to perform the same lila. And there will again be a battle, and Krishna and Arjuna will go to similar pastimes. So, a devotee, he just wants to serve the Supreme Lord. That the only desire that such a pure devotee has is that He prays to the Supreme Lord, let me always be absorbed in thinking of you, in thinking of your lotus feet. Always be with you. That's our connection with Krishna. We have to remain connected. So, these are the teachings of Lord Bhishmadev to Yudhisthira Maharaj. Any questions or comments?